Good morning, Humboldt County, and we welcome you to the weekly Your Care, Our Mission radio show presented by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and 97.7 The Bolt. I am Bill Murphy, and this morning I have our good friend Marty Ratzliff with us again. Marty, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Bill? Good morning.
Good morning to you. I am doing fine and dandy. Thanks for asking. You have got an interesting topic today because these are the folks literally behind the scenes in the hospital that are doing all those little teeny things that keep everything running.
Yes. Yep. So I'm here to talk about the HCMH Auxiliary today.
Wonderful. Can you tell us what it is and who they are first?
Sure. So the Auxiliary is governed by 12 wonderful, absolutely amazing, kind-hearted, compassionate women that meet monthly to be one of our philanthropic arms of our hospital. So the Auxiliary has actually been around longer than the hospital, 56 years to be exact.
Wow.
And the past, all 56 of these years, they have held an annual meeting. But due to COVID, last year, they did not, and this year they decided to cancel as well due to COVID and the increased cases in the county. So I'm just here to kind of give you an update of what the Auxiliary has been doing this past year and what to kind of expect for the holiday season.
That sounds great. What are they up to in the Auxiliary?
Yeah, so we're currently at 175 members, and we have 56 lifetime members. We're always looking for more members because the membership dues are at $10 a year, or you can pay $150 for a lifetime membership.
Oh, wow.
And that money goes towards scholarships, which they give out about $4,500 in scholarships annually to graduating high school seniors and any continuing education scholarships as well to those wanting to pursue their healthcare degree or career further.
Mm-hmm.
The money also goes towards purchasing equipment and funding programs throughout the hospital.
Wow.
So, yeah, we also, they also run the wonderful Genevieve's Place Cafe and Gift Shop. Which we're excited to announce that they're going to be expanding hours October 1.
Oh. So,
yeah. COVID shut the gift shop down for a while,
mm-hmm.
and when we reopened, let me tell you, retail therapy was a need.
That's right.
For our staff, I mean, morale and just, it's always just a happy place every time you walk in there. But we are expanding our hours on October 1 to be open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4, and then on Friday from 8 to 12:30. So for those of you that couldn't get out there in the morning to shop, we'll be open in the afternoons now.
Well, that's good. That means I can get out there. Marty and I were talking off air. I am a sucker for a hospital gift shop. Oh, you find the neatest things in those stores.
Yes, yes. And Jody Paper, she is our manager of independent living. She's our buyer. So anything that you see, knickknacks or home decor, jewelry, gifts, fun things, personal care items even, or just a sweet treat from our nutritional services, that's her. So I got to give her a big kudos.
Wonderful. Well, shout out to her. That is amazing. And before we move on to the next topic here, people should understand that the ladies that run this gift shop, they are, like you said originally, they are volunteers. They're putting their own time into this.
They are. So, yes, it is ran pretty much 100% during the operating hours by volunteers, and they give us their time and talent. And most of them, some of them are retired. Some of them just have some extra hours within their week that they give us, and we're extremely grateful for that.
Oh, sure. They do amazing work.
Yeah, and we're actually, right now, we had our first volunteer orientation this morning, but we do have another one coming up next Monday, September 27th at 1 o'clock in the Foundation Conference Room, which is on our second floor of our new building.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's interested and wants to volunteer at our gift shop, All you have to do is either give me a call at the hospital or show up to this orientation next Monday.
And I would venture to say, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but there's no such thing as too many volunteers at the hospital.
There is no such thing. So prior to COVID, we had over 60 volunteers on the roster. And some of them worked once a week, twice a week. Mm-hmm. Some of them worked once a month. Some of them only worked when they weren't being a snowbird down in the wonderful sunny states south of us.
Right, right.
So it's really, they get to make their own schedule. And we appreciate every minute that they give us.
Definitely. Definitely. What Marty is trying to politely say, folks, is if you'd like to volunteer, they will take you and you can work with them however you want to.
Yep.
And
that
is correct. I have friends at home that volunteer at the hospital, and Marty is too polite to say it, but again, no such thing as too much help. And it's the auxiliary does amazing help. Now, Marty, you said they raise funds for equipment and everything in the hospital?
Yeah, that's correct. So this past year, they've purchased picnic tables for our staff. And they've purchased a lot of different things for all of our services that we provide. So all of the money that is raised in Genevieve's or through members. So if you go and you buy a sweet treat, that goes straight back to the hospital.
That's amazing.
In some way, shape, or form.
Now, you and I know you probably had a lot to talk about, but I have so many questions, Marty.
Keep going. You're all right.
You said it was also a cafe. And folks, keep in mind, I'm new in Humboldt, so I haven't been in the entire hospital yet. I've only been in one little part of the hospital. But in the gift shop, you mentioned cafe. What's going on with that, Marty?
Yeah, so we have coffee, lattes, cappuccinos. We do a sweet treat, which actually all of the food provided in Genevieve's is from our nutritional services staff.
Uh-huh.
They kind of get a show off, per se, with specialty sandwiches, wraps, salads, and then starting October 1, we'll have a soup of the day.
Wow.
So, and like I said, a lot of our staff thoroughly enjoy eating and dining at Genevieve's, but and then if we have patients or visitors here at the hospital around those times, they can always sneak in for a snack
that
or a meal.
Very true and fantastic. And I will say, and I told Marty that I do this, and thankfully she works in a hospital, so she doesn't think I'm crazy, but you don't have to visit somebody or have an appointment or a reason to be at the hospital to enjoy the shop.
Correct, yeah. So all you have to do is just show up. We are still screening folks at our registration desk, so you'll be screened for COVID and your temperature be taken. And we still require masks inside the building, which includes the gift shop as well. So we're taking every precaution to keep everybody safe here, too.
Now, Marty, if somebody's interested in volunteering, how can they get in touch with whoever?
So just call the hospital, 332-4100, and ask for myself, Marty, or just state I'd like to volunteer at the gift shop.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, folks, because we talk to the hospital a lot, Marty is always there. I'm starting to think she sleeps there like I do here at the station.
I promise you I don't, but...
Feels like it sometimes. I know what you mean. Marty is a busy young lady. We see her at all of the events, and she helps us out with everything we do with the hospital. And Marty, I know nobody in a hospital hears it enough, but we certainly appreciate everything you and everybody there does.
Well, thank you. I love my job. I can honestly say that.
I can tell. The couple of times I've talked with you, you sound like you are so into what you're doing. Before we wrap it up, anything else?
No, that's it. Just definitely, think about supporting the auxiliary, whether you'd like to become a member or volunteer. We appreciate everything our community does for them.
Yeah. And you said $10 a month or $150 for the rest of your life.
It's $10 a year.
Oh, a year. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Or it's $150 if you'd like to become a lifetime member.
Well, I'd just go ahead and knock that $150 out, folks. That's a heck of a deal, Marty. It really is.
Yeah.
And with something like the auxiliary, I mean, every dollar helps.
It does.
It does. Well, Marty, thank you. And as I always say, I'm always surprised by the topics on the show, and I look forward to next week to see what's up next.
Sounds good. You'll actually be hearing from Dr. Kenneth Adams himself.
Wow. Now, that's a pretty darn big deal.
It is. He's now seeing patients in our clinic here at the hospital on Wednesdays. So we're going to get him on the radio next week.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm looking forward to speaking with him. And if I don't get over this flu soon, Dr. Adams will be seeing me anyway.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Marty, you have a fantastic day, and we'll see you soon.
All right, you've been listening to Your Care, Our Mission, brought to you by 97.7 The Bolt and Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Our guest has been Marty Ratzliff. She is the Director of Community Development for the hospital, and she's also the hospital representative for the auxiliary. So there you go. Marty is always a great guest, a lot of fun, and works hard at what she does over there. We appreciate everybody at the hospital. Join us next Tuesday morning. Dr. Adams will be on with us. I am really looking forward to that one. Thanks a lot, and we'll be back right after this.